SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Nagbabalik dito sa SBS Filipino ang ating hair expert, hair loss specialist, and hairstylist Lexi Love. Magandang umaga muli sa iyo, Lexi. Welcome back.
Magandang umaga po sa mga nakikinig.
Isa din sa you're very interested in talking about today is about hair loss. Paano ka ba napunta sa hair loss?
So when I started doing hairdressing, no one would want, because they specialize in hair loss.
Mm.
And no one would want to work in that area because it's such a tedious job.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, I was getting $5 an hour. This might help me. So I started doing it. And then I was like, I was shocked because there are women and girls as young as 3 years old who suffer from hair loss. And the gratitude is so different. Like, it's a complete transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had clients who cry and thank me, and the whole family comes in and said, oh, for 8 years of my life, you made me smile again. Just as simple as putting hair, like, you know, hair mesh on. We call it hair mesh. So it's like a hair, it goes on top of your head.
Yep.
It's put in permanently,
yep.
So it lasts about 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then I educate my clients on how to have like maintenance that, to maintain it, and then they wear it like they look like they have natural full hair. So a lot of that is I've learned that there are men and women who suffers from trichotillomania.
What is that?
Trichotillomania is when they pull their hair out uncontrollably. So there's different stages. There's a lot of trichotillomania group. When I started working with that one, with trichotillomania, there's not a lot of clients because there was a stigma and a lot of them keep it to themselves. So you might have a friend who suffers from it.
Natatakot silang magsabi.
Yeah.
Kinahihiya.
Yeah. It's because they're scared of that people might make fun of them and they're quite sensitive with their emotions. What happens is when they stress, they pull out the hair. In some cases, they want to see the bulb of the hair, the follicle, and some of them eat it.
Eat it?
Yeah.
So this is a mental issue?
It's not a mental issue. I mean, psychologists would say that. But because I get to know the clients in my 7 years of experience, it's a habit. When we were young, you notice a lot of kids pull their hair out when they're frustrated. And a lot of people doesn't know how to deal with frustrations. So what they do is they pull out the hair. Stress can trigger it if someone dies in the family or if someone's being abused or just stress generally. So what we do is we put hair extensions and hair mesh as a barrier for them to...
The area that was...
That pulled. Area.
Uh-oh.
And also I motivate them. It was so hard.
Mm.
So lots of emotional and motivational investment. But you know what? I mean, I had a client, a young girl. She's about like in year 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she came with a family, with a mom. And the mom was crying to me because all her kids had Asperger's syndrome.
Can you tell us about
Asperger's
this?
Syndrome is some sort of autism.
Okay.
And one of her girl is pulling the hair.
Mm.
So she gets bullied at school. Mm. Imagine year 10. So no confidence. And lucky her sister is very nice. So she cut her hair as well. So they all came to the salon. And within 6 months of doing their hair, a hair can do a lot for women, for someone. Confidence and also it's like identity.
Mm.
Yeah.
In your experience, being 7 years as a hair loss expert, what ano pa yung mga issues na daanan ng mga kababaihan apart from the illness that you've mentioned?
Male pattern baldness, which is very common.
Mm-hmm.
That's genetics.
Mm-hmm.
There's alopecia. There's a lot of different types. That's an autoimmune disease. So some cases, most of your hair falls out. So the best solution for that is just to wear a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Trichotillomania. Also, trichotillomania is when they pull the hair out.
Okay.
When women go to chemo.
Chemotherapy.
So they lose their hair as well. Stress. And also when they get pregnant, which is very common.
I know we have listeners out there who are suffering from one of these problems. What are necessary steps that they can do to bring back the hair?
Look, just be resourceful. Like, I mean, they can contact me. Just as a support. First, you just have to accept it, that you either keep crying, you know, by yourself and putting yourself down, or do something about it. I always tell my clients, are you committed to doing the maintenance, or are you just willing to accept it and I'll be working with you? Because there's a lot of them who develop a trauma and phobia with hairstylists and showing their hair, because they get make fun of. And also, in Filipino culture, they just get told off, like, oh, just stop pulling your hair. I mean, just be resourceful and also have an open conversation about it. Like, because you'll never know who you're helping. Because with me, like, they always say, oh, your hair looks good. I always say it's extensions. Because there might be a teenager who doesn't have any confidence that think, I mean, wasn't lucky enough to have good genes of hair. I mean, there's options. I mean, just be open and don't be scared. And if people make fun or said any comments that are not nice, just educate them.
I went through that stage, Lex, when my hair was falling out. I was really afraid to tell people kasi nakakahiya.
Especially like the Filipino culture, like, you know, oh, what's that? Oh, what's happening? You have cancer? Don't be afraid of that. I mean, just do your own thing. Like minoxidil is very good. We also, me and my friends, me and Sophia were experimenting on shampoos. We love tea tree oil shampoo. It's like $3, $2 in Chemist. Conditioners, just do the organic ones. And then treatments once, you know, just massage it. You need blood circulation in that one. And if you think that your hair loss, you have become worse, you have to see a dermatologist first and then get your scalp tested. I mean, it's at the end of the day, you have to deal with your reflection. If you don't feel good of what you see in the mirror, you don't have a good day. I mean, you know, if you have a bad hair day. So do something about it. And I'm here, like, if they message me on Facebook, just for moral support and steps on what they can do. I mean, I'm here. I'll be happy to answer.
How can they contact you? Do you have a page or a website, Lex, that they can go to or visit you in one of salons here?
At the moment, I have Facebook. So I'm very personal. Like, I mean, it's open to public. Just private message me. Also, I work in Collins Street Blow Dry Bar. Eventually, I'll be putting into hair loss and hair extensions there. Like, come visit me, say hi. I won't bite. I'll just give you good hair.
Isa din, Lex, sa mga problema ng mga kababaihan ay ang paggamit nila ng mga chemicals sa buhok nila that can also cause hair loss.
Save yourself from stress, girls. Always go to the expert. As a transsexual and as a hairstylist, I mean, a lot of women say, oh my god, they look more like women than us. I mean, that's our male anatomy, and we did that, and so we were willing to help. You know, it's just empowering each other. Hair color wise, just leave it to the expert. You'll be happy with the result, but before you say yes to the any coloring or whatever, ask for the cost. If you have a budget, be honest with your hairstylist. What are your expectations, and also maintenance and products to use, and talk to your stylist. If you feel good with a stylist and you feel like you have a rapport, go for it. Don't just go because it's cheap. I mean, there's a lot of Groupons and things like that. It's good, but you want, that's your hair, you know.
Yes.
Like, love it. Invest on yourself. It's investment.
Isa sa fear din ng ating mga tagapakinig, pumunta sa mga salon because they might think na it might be expensive or I'm too, what do you call this? Parang I'm too intimidated.
Yeah.
And then some actually, I'm not really pointing out to any nationality, but usually parang it's hard to communicate with other...
It's common. That's a common problem.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I experienced that myself.
Yeah.
I once walked into a hair salon and they were all blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'll fit in here.
Yeah.
Or... And also, language barrier, the accent, especially Filipino women.
Mm-hmm.
There's Google. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an iPhone, an iPad. Show them an image and make sure that you feel like your stylist is being honest to you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have a high expectation. Like some women are funny enough, like they will show a picture of Kim Kardashian.
Unrealistic, nah.
Like, you know, I'm not a magician. You know, and then they get so disappointed. Like, oh, it doesn't look like the picture. I'm like, be realistic.
Yep.
And also just, really get to know your stylist because they will be your best friends and trust them. I mean, don't try to question every step or just trying to do our job. So if we are being questioned every minute, oh, what are we going to do with this color? We actually question ourselves and we don't give a good hairstyle or haircut.
Yeah. What message would you like to leave to women who are suffering from hair loss?
Hair loss, I mean, don't be scared. Get rid of all the fear and reclaim your beauty.
Mm.
You know, you do it for sanity. It's about your happiness. And if you are suffering from hair loss, there are solutions. We are in the modern days now. You know, I mean, there's Botox, there's technology. So don't be scared. Google, research it. It may take you 5 times. Like, I had women who calls like 5 times in 1 year and they never go in.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them like the 6th time they call. So once you get that courage to see the hairstylist, specialist, do it. Do it for yourself. Thank you. I just wanted to raise awareness about the hair, because you might have a friend or a family that you don't know who is suffering with hair loss, so you might help. You know, I just want everyone to look beautiful and fabulous.
As fabulous as Lexi. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.